This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956. From Boston, the city that banned Ireland, Mother, and the Flag, came a couple of interesting notes. Roman Catholic leaders urged that the music be banned. From the Encyclopedia Britannica's yearbook came the word that it was insistent savagery. From academia came the prophecy of decline. The New York Times quotes A.M. Mirio, associate professor of psychiatry at Columbia, as having said, "If we cannot stem the tide of rock and roll with its waves of rhythmic narcosis and the future waves of vicarious craze, we are preparing our own downfall in the midst of pandemic funeral dances." Well, 1956 was a funny year, but undisputably and undeniably, and all the other adjectives that you could think of that mean the same thing, a king was crowned. And of course, his name, Elvis Presley, as we've already stated. A lot of people said Elvis was a flash in the pan, a hot streak. He'd be good, yeah, but for 6 months or maybe 8 months, that'd be pretty long. And then some said, well, Elvis is here to stay. Long live the king. Well, nobody really knew. It was something new. Mr. Presley was certainly different. And the anti-rock forces from all over the country kept saying, down with Elvis and down with rock and roll. And just as hard as they said down with rock and roll, the pro forces, the good guys, they kept saying up with rock and roll. But no one, and repeat, no one really knew where rock and roll was going to go next. Some music was slow, some was fast. What was rock and roll?
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956.